This, as you hopefully know, is the 4th of July weekend. Of course, this means that it's time for the same people to once again bemoan how we celebrate a document, Declaration of Independence, which was written by a slave owner. See, ignorance of history does not do America any good, so how about we spend a few moments looking at some about Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson, in an early version of the Declaration of Independence, drafted a word passage, 160 words total, that condemned slavery as one of the many evils forced upon the colonies by the British crown. Here is a deleted passage. He has waged cruel war against human nature itself, violating its most sacred rights of life and liberty in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere, or to incur a miserable death in the transportation thither. This heretical warfare, this opprobrium of infidel power, is the warfare of the Christian king of Great Britain, determined to keep open a market where men should be bought and sold. He has prostituted his negative for suppressing every legislative attempt to prohibit or restrain this execrable commerce, and that this assemblage of horrors might want no fact of distinguished die, he is now exciting those very people to rise in arms among us and to purchase that liberty of which he has deprived them by murdering the people on whom he has obtruded them, thus paying off former crimes committed against the liberties of one people with crimes which he urges them to commit against the lives of another. That refers, by the way, to a 1775 proclamation by Britain's Lord Dunmore, which offered freedom to any slave in America, the American colonies, actually, who volunteered to serve in the British Army against the Patriots' revolt. That inspired thousands of slaves to seek liberty behind British lines during the Revolutionary War. That was what Jefferson was referring to. In his autobiography, Jefferson pretty much blamed two Southern states for the removal of that clause, also acknowledging the role of the North as well. Jefferson wrote, "The clause reprobating the enslaving of inhabitants of Africa was struck out in compliance to South Carolina and Georgia, who had never attempted to restrain the importation of slaves, and who, on the contrary, still wished to continue it. Our northern brethren also, I believe, felt a little tender under these circumstances, for though their people have very few slaves themselves, yet they have been pretty considerable carriers of them to others." Those are the words of Thomas Jefferson. So the question becomes, why didn't Jefferson just release his slaves? The law. Actually, let's go back to some law history. 1692, Virginia passed a law, placed an economic burden on any slave owner who released his slaves, which discouraged owners from freeing their slaves. Not only did laws like that place economic hardships on any slave owner trying to free his slaves, but they also provided stiff penalties for any slave owner who attempted to free slaves without abiding by these laws. 1723, a law was passed which forbid the emancipation of slaves under any circumstance, even by a last will and testament. Only exceptions were for cases of quote-unquote meritorious service by a slave. Now, who determined that? A determination was made only by the state governor and his council on a case-by-case basis. So this law and others made the occasions for freeing slaves even more rare. However, 1782, Virginia only started to move in a new direction, albeit for a short time, passing a manumission law. As a result, this restraint on the power of the master to emancipate a slave was removed, and since that time, the master may emancipate by his last will or deed, which is what allowed George Washington to free his slaves upon his death in 1799. Then we move to 1806, when the Virginia legislature repealed pretty much all that law. It became more difficult to free slaves in a last will and testament. Law even made it possible for a wife to reverse a portion of freeing a slave that was made by her husband in his will. And also recall, too, Virginia law did not recognize slave families. Therefore, if a slave was freed, law made it pretty much impossible for him to remain near his spouse, his kids, any other family members who had not been freed. For the law required that a freed slave promptly depart the state or else reenter slavery. Among so much of what's been forgotten about American history is that Thomas Jefferson was not a rich man. Other than his home, what little land he had, he didn't have money. Reason for that is Jefferson floated a loan, I guess we'd say, to the federal government to keep the very young United States of America from going broke, because Obviously, back then, there was no debt ceiling apparatus in those days. So given the financial burden that Virginia law placed on anyone desiring to free their slaves, there's really no other way to put it. Sadly, Jefferson could not afford it.